Tov, Boker Tov. Where are we holding? Right at the end, yeah. Oh, so the first thing you said you've got to get rid of, we're coming right to the end here of the sugya of Kabbalah, she's talking about Ava. The first thing you have to do is get rid of why.
Get rid of?
Why? Why is Hashem doing this to me? Why? Alav lachzor, ulushanen, ein oid milvodet, that's what he said. The imuna here is that Hashem's ein oval, Hashem doesn't do injustice. It looks like he may be doing it, it looks difficult. How do you do that? You remember that you've done sometimes things that looked nasty or horrible that you're doing for the good of the other person. A mother who has to give her child difficult treatment because that's what's going to help him walk one day. The child's screaming and shouting and whatever, and you look on the outside, you think the mother's torturing the child. She's not. She's doing things with his legs, otherwise he won't be able to walk. He has some kind of problem or whatever. Surgery, lots of things. Sometimes you have to say no to a child as well. He thinks you're the worst person in the world. So you're doing things that look on the outside to be terrible, but you're doing it for another person's good. So when you learn how to do that, then you can relate to what Hashem does. Hashem has a mission. We don't understand, but we don't understand anything really. Therefore, these things that look so-called terrible, ultimately a person needs to know that it's for our good. Hashem doesn't do injustice. I've called the Tova, it's all called sorted out, and I've called Masuda.
We have to fight, we don't understand, we have to try to understand.
100%. 100%. Hashem gave us a Torah, and he said you have to know the whole Torah. That's trying to understand. That's what it means, trying to understand.
Not to say I don't understand it.
It's a difficult one. You're touching on a big subject. Yeah? Zelo Poshut. The person has to understand, he can't understand.
Yeah.
You can't understand anything. Yeah, that's your first business. Now you have to know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us a Torah, which is a kli. I mean, it's more than that, but for the purposes of this discussion, it's a kli which will enable us to understand Hashem and his ways. The more Torah you understand, the more you'll understand Hashem's ways. So now go learn. That means we don't understand. Now that we don't understand, we learn Torah, and what we learn from Torah, we now understand from Torah. What you'll eventually get to, which is what Moshe Rabbeinu achieved on the 49th level of Bina, is after you've understood everything that's understood, you'll get to the 49th level of Bina, and you'll realize you didn't understand anything. In other words, you have to go from not understanding anything to understanding as much as you possibly can understand, as much as Shlomo Melech, Moshe Rabbeinu could understand, and then realize even that you haven't understood anything. And that's the work. The work is, you're right. The work is not just to stay, well, I don't understand anything. What did Moshe Rabbeinu have to get to the 49th level of Bina to understand? He didn't understand anything. You could have come to me, I could have helped him out. Just, I don't understand anything. What's the problem? No, you have to understand everything and then realize you don't understand. Now, I don't understand what that looks like because I haven't understood that much. And Shlomo Melech had the same problem. He said, I understood everything until I got to Paraduma, and then I realized I didn't understand anything. So just don't understand anything. No, you have to understand. Whatever you can understand, you have to try and understand. And the more you understand, the more you love. And the more you love, the more you'll be besimcha. At the end of the day, you'll realize that you can't understand it. That's the paradox of being Jewish. It's infinite. When something's infinite, you can understand it. But when you find out, you're mugbal, but you have to try and understand as much as you can. Right. Stay retarded, baby. Right. Continue to be, because Hashem gave you a Torah. You're right. Because Hashem, because you can't be an adult if you don't try to understand. A child just says, that's too hard, I'm backing out. An adult understands that you understand whatever you can try to understand. First of all, you have a chiyuv. That's the first reason why you have to do it. And second of all, your seichel machayevs. You don't understand what's going on up there. You don't have any curiosity left. You don't understand what Hashem's doing. You don't understand. For everyone, for sure. You have a deep sense of curiosity. It's just to go back to bed. So that's also that we said is that is chayim umavas. Yeah, but now you got to understand.
We have to make the maximum that we can do, even if not a lot.
Even if you don't want, you have a chiyuv. Bottom line is you have a chiyuv to learn Torah, and Torah is the trying to understand Hashem in His ways. Okay. Here's a moedik avot. Unbelievable insight, very, very relevant. Okay. What we just said now, this understanding of how positive Yisurim offers. Avram stood up from in front of his dead one. But Sarah, move on, British Rabbah. Avram Avinu saw the Malach HaMavas. Matris is a shuttle, the trissing is a barrier in front of him. The case of a terrorist shleime. Ani reli b'kavona midrash ki yesh the dakte k'suv shneema v'yob Avram bispoit Sarah v'lib choisei. The pasuk says Avram Avinu came to do a hesped, to say hesped for Sarah and to cry for her. That's what he came to do. But Lord Emma, Shaisa came vaspido. Don't know where do we see that he said the hesped. We don't have a recording of Avram's hesped of Sarah. How would you like to hear that hesped? Yeah, you could hear of Shach's hesped for the briskarov. You can hear, then they say spading. They said for a Moshe you can hear, but where's the hesped for Avram for Sarah? TorahAnyTime.com. You can search for it. And there wasn't a hesped, but it said he came to be maspid. So why didn't he maspid? Like, take him, we had cost of the Yakam Avram Melton and Mace. He got up and left. As Lame hit Nachem, Milav Sida, why didn't he make a hesped? Why didn't he say hesped? He came to make a hesped, and then he didn't. The Chenvobala Midrash, the Tarit, Shayerei Malachamavas, Matris Kenegdo. He was about to say hesped, then he saw the Malachamavas there. So, what's the Malachamavas got to do with anything? Ratzalayma, Keshiit Chilid Boyner al Mises Sorrow. When he started thinking and meditating on Sarah's Nisa, you want to say Hesped, so you have to think about the person, the laugh, what went, da-da-da-da-da. At Tzedekas HaRishoyna Hashem Bo'ilam, the first Tzedekas, the biggest Tzedekas in the world, Mashayisa in Kol B'nai Yisrael, V'tikan Chava, V'ruach HaKadosh Madaris B'tach Groinoi, she was a bigger Novi than Avram Avinu, Hashem said so. On a Novi test, she did better than Avram. Yeah? The Shechina spoke out of her mouth. But at the pitom, Mesa Lov, Achrei Mailas Akedish, is after the Ben Tzadik, because after that, Peter, after she couldn't step back and have a bit of Nachas in her life, whatever, from what just happened. Right then, she has to die. V'lo hela klum, all of Tzitkas, all of Nevoah, all of raising a son like Yitzhak Avinu, and nothing else. It's called Zayayet Zahara Machnis B'libo Shal Avram Avinu L'Vu'or Yuksha V'Eina V'Yera Lo Al Maise Lokim Asher Osalo. That the Yayet Zahara started getting Avram Avinu start thinking about the Lofe, Mama Korepo. Look at who Sarah is and look what she did and look what a death. And what, the Yayet Zahara started what we say today, mobile billing at Harosh. He started shepherding with him. L'chein Kashiro Zeh. When Avram saw this was happening, miyad pirish v'loy spido, v'kam me'alp ne'meisi v'dav dvorim acherim. Immediately took his head off what he was going to do, the hesped, whatever, and he got up and he left. Because the Yates are, you're going to start saying a hesped now, and then you're going to start saying, yeah, but why, how come this look at the stake? And you're going to start asking questions on Hashem, you're getting into trouble. Okay, so now we have to understand it. This is not a posh thing to say, this is a midrash. If it wasn't for the midrash, nobody here would have the chutzpah to say. Shagam Avram Avinu hayitzarich lasich das min hamachshavos shel madua v'lama. Avram Avinu, after going through the Akedah, it was post the Akedah. Before the Akedah, but there were still questions about his authenticity. It says he had 9 tests. Hashem said, if you don't pass this test, that's it. But another 10 words. It's a fascinating share on its own. He's after the Akedah. So we're worried that Avram Avinu is going to have questions of why and how and what Hashem doing. Hashem tells him, take your son and kill him. The son that you know is the future of Klal Yisrael, and I've told you is the future of Klal Yisrael, but I'm telling you, take him up on the mountain and shecht him there. Avram doesn't say why, doesn't say how. The Yetzer Hara throws. We don't see any other test that Avram Avinu was challenged so much by the Yetzer Hara to go do the Nisoyim. Jump to the Kipshanais, we didn't see the Yetzer Hara throwing the pouring rivers at him to stop going into the fire. Wow, what the Yetzer Hara didn't do to get Avram Avinu to go do the Akedah. And he did it with consummate ease. And now at the Hesped, you're worried Avram Avinu is going to start having why questions? But the Midrash says that. What's going to be thought? We wouldn't say such a thing about Hayetza matris connecto umid potay lahara acher midoy shomu. The Yetzer seducing him to start questioning the ways of Hashem. Volcano asir das mi machshobes eilu. He has to distract himself. Therefore, he went to start doing and organizing the burial. Keep yourself busy. Don't think thoughts like this. But Philip vitra la hesped. He even didn't make a hesped. Kedai shelo yava b'toicha chas chalil lahar yiru koldu acha mais Hashem. That there shouldn't be any sparks of questions or complaints against Hashem. Wow. Unbelievable. What does it say about us? Moshe Rabbeinu hid his face because he was scared to look at God. That's the way of the tzaddikim that walk in the ways of Hashem. Betmimus. Afim chalila bo'alem midas adin le'ezi yochid or rabim chas v'chalila. If Chas v'Chalila, the Midas Adin will have it say, and will come upon us, whether it's a Yochid or Rabbim, lo yitnoi libam lehizboinan b'morusat tzore ha'hi rachmanu letzlan. They don't go meditating about the essence of what the tzore is. Lo yipul avavim lakshoyis madua Hashem kacha le'eretz azoyis. Why did Hashem do this now? There, dafke yeh, no. This is a timely lesson. Nothing's bad at all at the end of that's for the good. You understand that? You watch Auschwitz and you understand why that's for the good? You don't understand. What do we understand? You may get one or two glimpses of good that came from that, yeah. But why that whole event was good and it had to happen, etc. We don't understand. And we also don't ask why. We don't, because asking why can only lead you into a pit. The Yaste Moshe is born of Kiyomi, but he didn't want to see Elokim. Adavka says Elokim midas adin. Don't look there, because if you go there, you're only going to land up in trouble. No good can come from trying to analyze that sorrow and that sa. You can't go there. You have to have the imuna, the betochen, that no. Keli imuna v'ein oval. Hashem doesn't do anything bad or unjust. Lekach bo'ez inyan kasher ro Moshe Rabbeinu v'sholam mara sneh ha-moire la-golus. When Moshe Rabbeinu saw the mara of the sneh, which was the representation of golus, the bush was clearly saw going through the 2,000 years of fire. That's what he saw. He saw golus. Valorotze is boina mazel val mazel. He turned his face. Don't want to look. Valorotze, I don't want to know. I don't want to know. Achviyast upon him. He yar mehabit. He didn't want to see. Ulistaklet bechinas elokim vaadinim pen yikasha ba'ena vatku. That's its finish line. Fun. Don't ask too many questions. When you see suffering, turn your head away. That was Avraham Avinu. Got up. Didn't want to be maspid. And that's Moshe Rabbeinu as well. We're talking about Midas Hadin. When you see Midas Hadin, don't be too curious because you're going to end up in trouble. The Yud-Kei-Vav-Kei, you're going to understand as much as you can. For sure, see the good. But if you start being Mahara too much off the difficult things, you're going to end up in trouble. Avraham Avinu had to summon Masih Das from Sarah's death. He was scared that he would start asking too many questions. But to understand the Bria, understand Hashem's stories, understand his ways, and understand your obligations in this world, and understand your mission in the world, that you have to understand. Advarim Avilim Esarion. Unbelievable. I feel Moshe Rabbeinu, master is Pono. Moshe Rabbeinu had to hide his face. Moshe Rabbeinu was worried that maybe he'll come to have complaints and kashes on Hashem's behavior. If that's what Moshe Rabbeinu did, and that's what Avraham Avinu did, that's what we have to do. Understood. Al achas kama v'kama. When you have stories like this, you have to Don't ask too many questions. Vayidoim Aaron. Understand, she's a call me Hashem, she's a call me Tichnan, and then run away. Reishis Alev Lesalek Velegarish says, Kol Dach Shavayisah Shalam Avadiyah. First of all, don't ask why and how, who about that. Hayetza Malbi Shailos Eilu Bekol Mini Cheshboides Shamayim Al Cheshbon HaNefesh. That's why there's a way to dress this all up in very holy, frum terms. You know, Cheshbon HaNefesh, you have to be Chazek, you have to know what. Just first of all, get up and go away. V'yakam Avram Al Pene Maisa. Just get up and go. No asking questions. First of all, get away from there. After the dust settled and a person has calmed down and is a little bit more reflective, and he can settle his emotions and his machshavos and his thoughts, and he's more settled. Azay nifras lefon of kar nechav navoy de ruchnis the kol achaim. Biyoychel isalo is lasle steigim the kabbalis yisrim ba'ava. Then he now has an area of avoider where a person can grow and elevate himself in ways that you can't anywhere else. Steigim in kabbalis yisrim ba'ava. Biyoychel gam lizboinan shuv boyse moyer lintzois lekudas ha'ava. Then he can go back and think about that moment, think about that event that happened. Aaron's two sons, Da, Dafka, Da, Kamas, Hamishkan. Why, Dafka? When you calm, when the dust is settled, when all the noise is over, then you can go calmly, not asking kashas and Hashem, but going and trying to extract the positive moments from that event and see. Zakara, Shakola Tova, as much as we're able to see, Shakola Tova. Ramram, Kol Machshava Kazuhi Kiu Mitzvahs. I said the Raisa Shalavas Hashem. Besides anything else, every machshava that you're having at this point is a mitzvah avos Hashem, mitzvah tzvidi. Kol mechika shara moichek milibo es hagoshes atrunia vakas o es choyses shriyas harotzim en ogos Hashem imoe. Every bit that a person is able to eliminate these thoughts and feelings that Hashem is unfair and that he's angry with Hashem because why is Hashem not and why Hashem but why is he and why not me? But all the because we're having Yisurim or Yisurim, remember. Yisurim or still Yisurim. Whichever way you cut this cake, Yisurim or Yisurim. But you're able to remove the kashas from a kaim as the mitzvah asid the raisa shalavas Hashem. No, avoid the poshut this at all. Mentioned many times, it's astounding, but there's a chavis alavavas at the beginning of Shara Bechinah. One of the key things that prevents a person from meditating on the goodness and the wisdom of Hashem is this. The so-called bad things that are happening. You think about Hashem and warm and loving and kaddi, and then you think about Auschwitz and then the whole thing falls apart. If you're honest with yourself. No, call it tova, call it seder, Hashem. Come on, you're not real. Who knows that's going to pay the mortgage tomorrow? Call me Hashem Yazor, call it Tova. That's not the tochen. That's not the tochen. No, the tochen. The tochen is I have a real serious problem. But at least I know that I have someone to turn to that can maybe help me. Yeah, that's the tochen. The tochen doesn't mean I call it Tova. If you're holding there, you've gone there, and you're holding there already, Beseder, lovely. But most people, when you ask them about, call Hashem Yazor, call Beseder. No, he's not holding. That's not betochen. That's just ignoring the problem. But you're able to. Well, lo pashut at all this. But that's what's demanded of us. It's not a minor tzitkus. It's not. It's what else are you going to do? He once told me, a certain incident or whatever, we were thinking of maybe taking one of our children to go for stress therapy or whatever, you know, post-traumatic, whatever. It was an incident in South Africa 100 years ago. One of the kids was there, but young. So I asked him, we should take him for therapy, whatever, you know, to see, you know, everyone was telling us we have to go for post-traumatic stress therapy, whatever. He happened to be in South Africa the first time I met him. So I asked him, he said, if you'll accept the event, that it came from Hashem and the Kol HaTovah, And that's how you'll accept it, then you won't need therapy. And if you don't, no therapy will help. In other words, you have to makabel on yourself. So Zemi Hashem, Zekolotova. This wasn't some happening, you know, the boom, pitom, something happened. No, Zepetuchna, this is what Hashem wanted. Zekolotova. If you'll accept it like that, then the child will be fine, because the child will see that my parents aren't freaking out. They found this was fine. And then subconsciously, the therapy will happen. And if not, you can therapize the child to be in the face. The stress is going to be there. Because the only thing that helps a person get over these things, I'm not saying you should go for therapy. Don't go to me. Person has a trauma, person out there, you should go for help. I'm the last person to say you shouldn't go. But you can really, you can help a lot if you get this clear. That's when this avoider started for me. I'm going back over 30 years. I'm still trying to work that out. A little bit, you get set. Ishmael. Avi Zatzal. How you made Slano ate some ices. His father used to give him this practical advice. You do a mavurba alocha or a mavurba swarim at the beijing. When a person says Kriya Shema and he says the pasuk Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, Yichavel Kabel Alav Ol Malchus Shemayim. We spoke about that at length earlier. I don't know if you remember the sugi of Kabbalah from Malchus Shemayim. We say Shema. Liyais Muchen LaHareg Al Kiddush Hashem Miyuchad. It's brought down that a person should have in mind that he's prepared to give up his life as Kiddush Hashem. Zeu B'Kol Napshecho. In B'Kol Napshecho, a person should have in mind. I mean, Muchen to give up a life as Kiddush Hashem. Afilu Noit Vez Napshecho. Then the Mishnah Brura brings us down, and this is more than in halacha, it's more Kabbalistic. It's halacha. The person should have in mind that he's ready to give up his life for Hashem. It's considered like he gave up his life for his Hashem. You should imagine there's a big, big Madura. You know, like Boime, there's a big Madura in front of you. And that goes all up to the Shemai. Who be shul kedush Hashem is barok sheves tiboy umapir es atzmo la'ish of kedush Hashem is barok. So like Boima, I do this every year because when else do I get a chance to imagine I'm standing in the fire? Imagine laws early. You have to imagine, but once you actually get to do it, you stand in front of the Madura, in front, you're 500 meters away because it's so hot there, you can't get close. And you ask yourself, you imagine yourself, you prepare to jump into the fire. Kedush Hashem. Some guy comes and puts a gun at you and he says, kiss this cross or whatever, or go in the fire, you jump in the fire. Can you do that? There's an avoider. I think that's the avoider of Lag Boima. I don't know what else is supposed to be Lag Boima. Anybody here tell me what Lag Boima is? For me, it's Lag Boima. After Hashem Elokecha, am I prepared to jump into the fire or not? I'm not telling you the answer. Well, that's a Lacham of Fereshes. Okay. That's from the Tzetel Kotom from the Rebbe Elimelech. That's Rebbe Elimelech. Kabbalah Samalchu Shemaim B'Shleim B'Smash Musa L'Kabbal is Kola Ba'olav Me'es Hashem Ba'ava. That's Kabbalah Samalchu Shemaim. That means whatever Hashem does, you Makabbal Ba'ava. Because you know she is doing this for my good. Yudia Aimed Umachris Al Yichud Hashem Arei Kovar Rabbeinu Shaloylo. It's like we're saying, Hashem, the love I have for you is not a love that depends on anything. It's what we call unconditional love. You heard of that? Unconditional love. That's what it is. It's avish eino tolu v'dover. Kol shetavi alai, areini mekabel ba'ava. Whatever you throw at me, I'm mekabel ba'ava. Ulam, lefamim kasher adam mitzah la'atzmo, eish gedoy la'ad leiva shemayim, v'hu kofetz v'soichoy. However, sometimes when a person imagines in front of himself this big, big fire, and he jumps inside, Adain Einu Chai Maspik as Avos Hashem. He's not living enough Avos Hashem yet. Adain Ma'at Teoreti. It's still theoretical. That's why you have to wait for Lag Bo'emer, because then it becomes a little bit more practical. Don't jump, by the way. Don't. You can't really absorb that properly. Abi Zatzal, are you mechaven the Kriya Shema li Yisurim she'over alav al mishpachtoi b'shor? His father, when he said Kriya Shema, he used to think about what the family went through during the horrors of the Holocaust. Shama yom yichades es Hashem, v'ayim mechuven ki kulam ayarak me Hashem echad le'tovosu v'goyel avos v'yisur. and he accepted upon himself that everything he went through in the Holocaust was from Hashem, was for his good, and was because Hashem loved him. That's how a person has to conduct himself with all his yisurim. And remember, yisurim can be tiny. In fact, they better be tiny, because otherwise you'll never deal with the bigger ones later. You have to work with the little ones. You're not going to love Hashem in one day. He has to remember all the yisurim that he's been through. They're all for your good. After you said Shema, you're going to get up in Shema, you're going to daven for Hashem to take them away. For sure. But right now, in the middle of Kriya Shema, acknowledge that they're for the good and that it's from Hashem's love for you. Kach noicha l'kayim es mitzvah zavas Hashem. That's how you make the mitzvah zavas Hashem. Kach nis'ale miyoyim liyoyim v'kabolis yisurim ba'ava. Slowly, slowly, a person will grow and develop little bit in kabolis yisurim ba'ava. V'yaysa mikach nishtamash behem kekli lehagbiles avoseinu leboreinu. It will become a vessel, a tool to use to increase the love that we have for Hashem. To eventually get to what's called unconditional love. Now, that's not true because we have one more chapter to do. Now, Lamai said this chapter, I don't know if you would have put it in the Sefer. I always make this hakdama. Before we learn this chapter, there's a sugya which I wouldn't touch. But unfortunately, the Nefesh HaChaim says this as well. Many places where people have to teach things that they would rather not teach because of terrible misunderstandings out there, but I don't understand this sugya. This is a sugya that if you don't understand it properly, you're not pikoiris gomor. Guaranteed. Nothing to stop you being an apikoiris if you get this wrong. And unfortunately, I've seen it in books that are on very choshuva people's shelves. This sugya looked incorrect, and it's apikoiris gomor. Apikoiris gomor. I think he felt the need to put this sugya into correct perspective. We're not going to understand the sugya down to its end. It's a deep, deep sugya. It's based on the Arizal. It's from the Derech Hashem, the Das Tfunas. It's more difficult sugya, but if you understand the sugya properly, which he explains in the most unbelievable way, you have a key to deal with problems that you've never had before. So we'll learn it. Mitzvah Hashem. It's Hashem. No michshul should come upon us. Hashem yichapeli mani aser. We have to do it because there's so much muddle about this. Remember the first time I heard the sugya from Rabbi Yaakov Hillel. You weren't there, no. You went to Israel when you stood over Yaakov Hillel Shirim? No, you came to me, yeah. When he gave the sugya, when he gave over the sugya, why did we fight with him? Or did we battle with him? We push it up because you can't say that until lat after the weeks. You've got to understand what the sugya, and you see that it's mamash, it's thirsty. But if you go wrong with this, you're in a lot of trouble. So this is the safest place to enter into the sugya. And then afterwards, you can go to the Arizal, you can sit inside, you can start dancing on all sorts of dangerous surfaces. But Metz Hashem, we'll see this. Metz Hashem, tomorrow, we'll start dealing with Hanogas HaYichud Vanogas HaMishpat.
Who made this statement about a therapist? I don't know if Albert told you that 30
years ago. Yeah.